The aim of Black Mental Matters is to tell experiences with honesty. Therefore, some discussions may trigger an adverse reaction. If a discussion is beginning to upset you, we advise that you please stop listening and talk to your support team.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again. It's Black Mental Matters, the podcast designed to help eradicate the stigma as it relates to mental health, particularly in the Black community. Hopefully you just said, Alexa, play Black Mental Matters podcast as you came on, right? Well, listen, did you know that your emotional well-being has a powerful effect on your overall health? Yes, it does. Mental and emotional stress can translate into negative reactions, a weakened immune system, and even poor health. We're going to be talking about today because of all our hectic schedules. You know, you got devices pinging from every direction. Our life is increasingly uncertain. It's more crucial than ever to maintain a sense of calm and balance. And what better way to do it than to observe Emotional Wellness Month, observed all October, which is reminding us to disconnect and take time out for our brain. So McKeeb and I are going to chop that up. Hope all is well for you. Glad you're here. It's Black Mental Matters. Once again, it is Black Mental Matters with your boy, Vince the Voice, and your girl, M. How many letters behind your name? She is so qualified, bona fide, certified. She is the healthcare wellness guru, McKeeb Reed Johnson. Hey, McKeeb.
Hey, Vince the Voice, Bailey. How are you doing?
That'll be $20, okay?
Okay.
No, it
checks
is.
Checks in the mail.
It is so true. Good to talk to you. And thank you so much. Everyone for joining us. And this, McKeeb, where has the time gone? Already we've surpassed a year with the show, but this is already October.
I know.
October? I know. Are you serious?
I know, Vince. I mean, time is going by so fast, and that's why it's so important to pay attention to yourself. Yes. And pay attention to the things that you're doing for yourself and to yourself that you need to stop doing. Absolutely.
Well, this October, this is what is deemed Emotional Wellness Month. I didn't realize this, just for a second, this is over 1,500 national days. You know, it's this kind of day. Love your dog. I saw it was just recently the daughter day. Then I saw my boy put this up, National Son Day, who your firstborn day. But hey, all right, I digress. This is emotional.
You're right.
It is a lot of days. Forget Halloween. This is Emotional Wellness Month, and we're taking stock of our stress levels this month and make some changes in our life so that I know it's even more challenging for us all during this still COVID uncertainty time. But this is the time to really focus in and improve our emotional wellness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to start, you know, just taking a personal inventory on where we are, especially as Black Americans with what's going on with Breonna Taylor. I mean, there's so much going on that's negatively impacting Black people collectively. And this is why we can't stop having this dialogue.
You said her name, and I mean her name, and there's a long laundry list of names, and so, you know, you can get so wrapped up in just so many things right now. I mean, there's so much uncertainty and things, but at the same time, this still is a good time, folks, and that's we gotta infuse some optimism in here, and that's part of emotional wellness.
Right.
I was feeling kind of good, you know, looking at some strategies that you can use for improving your emotional health. And I'm going to start it with one that says, brighten your outlook. Brighten your outlook. I mean, people who are emotionally well have fewer negative emotions and able to bounce back from difficulties a little bit faster. Remember your good deeds, some things that you've done that were good. I saw you posted the other day when you was the champ. You still the champ of boxing. You know, that was a great time. That's when we first got together somewhat 8 years ago. Just, you know, look back. Everything is not bad. There are some good things going on in your life and good things that you've done before.
That's right. And just while we're on that topic, Vince, I just wanted just people that are listening just to have an understanding of the distinction between mental health and emotional wellness, because some people use it interchangeably and they're really not the same thing. Yeah, so mental health is just basically dealing with behaviors that are related to the human mind or the brain, and related problems that are typically the result of a chemical imbalance in the brain that can be measured tangibly. And then, you know, like depression, anxiety, paranoid schizophrenia, bipolar disorder. That's not what we're talking about today. Today we're talking about, and this is why I like this topic and that you brought this up, is we're talking about the thoughts and feelings and how you cope with the ups and downs of everyday life. And that's a skill set that everybody needs to have in conjunction to how they're managing their mental health.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, that is that is where we're at, this. Doing things, and like I say, remember your good deeds. And then another one, Makiba, is forgiving yourself. You know, a lot of times we get, you know, we did something wrong and it just keeps flashing up in our mind and you get stuck.
You do, because I mean, especially if you're already dealing with a lot of external trauma or some unresolved stuff with relationships, and then you're kind of beating yourself up about it.
Another is to spend more time with your friends, and more so surrounding yourself with positive, healthy folks. I know I can't be around nobody that's negative. I just can't do it. I'm like, man, I got to move on. You try to change it, you know, the words a couple times. If they don't get it, it's like, I gotta go.
Right. No. You're right. Our moods actually have a vibrational frequency. I mean, so you can feel when you walk into a room and a person has negative energy, you can feel it because it actually gives off a vibration. And if you're sensitive to it, you can pick it up.
Yes, you are so right. I have felt that before. Like, I don't know.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for letting me know early. I got to go. Right. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So we're talking about there the more positive mindset. And you brought this up right at the beginning. Another strategy for improving your emotional health during this Emotional Wellness Month is to reduce your stress. How do you do that? One thing that's very simple is to get enough sleep.
Cornerstone. That's it. We don't pay enough attention to that, Vince, because a lot of people operate on like 2-3 hours worth of sleep.
Can't do it.
Yeah, and they are getting up and they're functioning on just, you know, 2-3 hours worth of sleep, and they're not aware of the impact that has on you, not just biologically, but mentally when you're going through your day sleep deprived because you cannot make up sleep. Like if you only got 3 hours of sleep last night and you say, okay, well, tonight I'm going to sleep 10 hours, you cannot make up sleep. Like that's not how your body operates. So you cannot start going into a sleep deprivation cycle, because eventually your body's going to shut down and make you rest.
And there's a such thing as a better quality sleep, as we talked about that. You know, going to bed at the same time every night. And I'm going to confess, you know, this is, again, that's why I love this show so much and working with you, because it's a therapy session, because I don't go to bed at the same time every night, but that's what you should do. Sleep in a dark, quiet, comfortable environment. I got the TV going. I need the TV going. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. Limit the use of electronics. I'm looking. Did we keep a post something last night?
You know? Facebook.
Avoid alcohol. Oh, Lord. Avoid nicotine. Oh, Lord. Let's move on. but no, those are the things, seriously, to help you have a quality sleep. And there's a difference. You can tell when you wake up and you had a good night's sleep as opposed to, oh, man. Oof.
Yes. And that has to do with, did you go through the right steps before you fell asleep, like turning off the lights, and also being aware of your mind activity, because that's usually the thing that keeps people up at night. And a lot of people have said to me that it feels like when they're trying to go to sleep, that their mind is attacking them.
Wow.
Like they can't turn their brain off. They can't stop thinking. And when you start becoming aware, Vince, if you sit back and just watch your thoughts, just be aware of them, it is shocking the percentage of the thoughts that you are thinking are not positive. They're not constructive. You're not figuring anything out. You are just worrying about stuff. And so if that stuff actually happens, then you're going through it twice. But most of the time, the things that you're worrying about don't happen. I mean, like look at the stuff that we're going through now, Vince. Nobody was worried about a pandemic in 2020. I mean, we didn't see this coming. No. You know, this was just on us. So the things that we have been worrying about, usually those things don't occur. And then you're going through this mental agony at night trying to shut that thinking off. And that's why this the practice of meditation is so important to try to get in front of that.
Wow, you said a lot right there, McKeeva. And I kind of take pride in myself, and I don't know if it's a selfish thing or what, but I've learned not to worry. I really have. Mm-hmm. It's just, I mean, and I've had reasons over the years, you know, that could have, you know, initiated a lot of worry. But I just said to myself that, look, ain't nothing I can do about that. And I'm sorry. Right. But when it does come, you're right. And especially during a time like this, if, you know, the jobs and, you know, can't even go to the grocery store without freaking out because somebody got their mask right. on and all this kind of stuff. Your mm-hmm. children, you're worried about them. It can be tough. So as you said, maybe you need to do some additional things like meditation and the mindfulness things that you talk about quite a bit, huh?
Absolutely, because when you're looking at idealistically what being emotionally well looks like, it means that you are just comfortable with who you are, that you are adaptable and resilient. So that means that if you are practicing being at peace with yourself and you're practicing not having anxiety and stress, that when you walk into a space where somebody else is negative or you see something online, that there is a moment of pause before you react and that you're not just immediately reacting to someone else's mind stream, because that's basically what you're doing when you are interacting with negative people. Your mind is interacting with their mind. And when you step away from that and you become more aware of your own triggers, and it's the process of being able to be in a leadership role. You know, and I mean, and that kind of comes to, you know, where we are with the current leadership that we have now is we need, or you need leadership, and you need to be in a position where you don't react to everything, where people can't rile you up and get you upset and get you out of your character. So this is very important, especially when you are talking about your own state of mind and just having a positive outlook on life. It also comes with you being able to say, okay, no, I'm not going to interact with this person.
Right. I like this statement that it means not living your life, being mindful, not living mm-hmm. your life on autopilot, you know, that being completely aware of what's happening in this very moment of all that's going on inside and what's going on around you. It does require some commitment and practice, but I'll tell you, you would be some of the ways to be more mindful, McKeeva, take some deep breaths, right? Just stop for a second. You look at that post again online, like, wait a minute. Breathe in through your nose, hold it to four, to a count of four, hold it for a second, then exhale, do it about five times. That'll calm you down from that nut posting that stuff on your deal, you know. Walking, I have really enjoyed walking lately, and we've incorporated a little music now too as we're walking. Probably need to cut it off, but I like it, you know.
That's awesome.
I can do a couple more laps when I got some jams playing, but you know, and I'm looking around at you know, ant hills or dirt or flowers or other people, and it just, again, even mindful eating, you know, taking your time, you know, a lot of times we're woofing stuff down, but be aware of the taste, the textures, the flavors in each bite, and listen to your body when you're hungry and full. I mean, you know I like some food, boy. So I like that one there.
Where's Carol?
and then there's some mindfulness resources probably in your own community, including yoga, like Miss Nina Rose do, and meditation class. classes, mindfulness-based stress reduction programs, books, mindfulness. And you talked about this from day one, and it has really been a blessing to me to be aware that you can control some of your emotional wellness just by being mindful of the moment that you're in, not worrying about what you can't do nothing about next week.
Absolutely. And that's why your walks are so therapeutic, Vince, is because when you are immersed in nature, you are communing with nature, and there is an interaction between yourself and the environment, the natural environment around you, because we've been so disconnected from life outdoors because we're inside all the time. I mean, we used to live outside. Human race used to live outside. So there was this constant connection with the earth, and the earth was valued as a living being, and we saw ourselves as a part of the earth. And when you go back to that, it makes you become still, because nature is still. So when you commune with nature, it impacts you internally because it forces you to calm down. Because just say if you're just looking at a flower, or you're looking at plants or shrubbery or leaves, the interaction and the difference between being outdoors and indoors and interacting with people is that when you are interacting with nature, is that nature doesn't have reckless mind activity that you can tune into. Mm-hmm. So that nature is just pure, and it's just there, and it's just alive.
And beautiful.
And it's just, yes right. Mm-hmm. And when you just immerse yourself in that, you're able to tune into that frequency, which is quiet. Because people who are loud and angry and arguing, their vibrational frequency is loud, and sometimes it'll make you not even pay attention to the opportunities around you where you can be still and just really appreciate silence and nature.
Speaking, Makiba, speaking, girl.
Get me started. Hey. Don't get me started.
It's Black Mental Matters. And once again, we're talking about Emotional Wellness Month, this month of October that we're in, and some strategies for improving your emotional health during this month and moving forward. Another is to build healthy support systems. And how can you do that? Well, you can start even in the household, stronger relationships with your kids, whether they're grown or little, building a stronger relationship, get active and share some good habits with your family and friends. If you're a caregiver, ask for some help from others. That stresses people out a lot.
Oh,
you know?
My goodness.
Because you don't want to be arguing about who's going to take care of mama or daddy, but sometimes you need a break. You shouldn't be ashamed to be asking for that. Volunteer for some things you care about in your community. I really miss volunteering. I'm going to tell you that. And I mean, you know, I used to volunteer with the Job Corps, just specific programs over the years.
Yeah, and that's very rewarding.
All the kids would just, you know, just give me such a great feeling to see them moving on in life. But there's, you know, gardening, community gardens, or school. It may be more difficult now, of course, because of this pandemic, but volunteering can really give you some a boost in your emotional wellness.
Absolutely. I mean, because that, again, takes you outside of yourself, and it makes you think about others and to get out of your own mindset of, you know, thinking about your problems and your worries and having something else to focus on where it's benefiting somebody else. That's very important.
Very important. And one that strikes home with all of us, and even more so, I would say, during this time as it relates to emotional wellness is coping with loss. You know, when someone, someone in your love, that you love passes, moves on, your whole world changes. And there's no right or wrong way to mourn. There is things that you can do to help cope with that loss. First of all, kind of all these things is just taking care of yourself. You know, I've seen people who they experience a loss and they just let everything go, and you can't do that. You have to.
No, you can't.
Keep moving, keep eating and exercising and getting to sleep. Right. All these things all in one. Talking to caring friends. Let others know when you want to talk. It's nothing wrong with talking. In fact, you know, as this program again gives me an opportunity to talk about some things that normally I wouldn't, you know, but I'm finding it easier to cope with the losses, the severe, you know, heart losses that I had in my life. But by talking to you and things like that,
Right.
Don't make major changes right away. That would help. And there's support groups out there as well. And, Makeba, I don't mean to put you on the point, but you recently lost your dad. And yeah. I want to say you've handled it very well. I know what that's like.
You have no idea.
I got the camera up there in the closet. You're doing good, girl.
Thanks.
Yeah.
No, thanks. No. You're absolutely right, Vince. And what I've learned through my own experience is the importance of paying attention to the thoughts that you place on a situation. Like grieving the death of a loved one is hard, and that's one thing. But what I've had to really be aware of is not replaying negative scenarios in my mind and thinking back, you know, when the person was sick and just like it's really taught me how to be aware of what I might be adding to the situation that will make me feel worse, and to be able to turn that around and say, okay, I'm going to just look at things from a different perspective and not add the negative context to it.
Yes.
You know, like, this is really tough just with the masks and, you know, the way that the funerals are now being held. I mean, it's really hard for people now to process trauma because there's nothing normal to go back to.
Right.
You know, like my husband and I were trying to grab some sushi yesterday, and I mean, it was like an obstacle course just trying to get in the restaurant and then get the mask and wipe the table down, and half the stuff wasn't on the menu, and it was just a reminder of we are not in a normal state of existence right now, and we don't know when we will be. But to try to, like what you're saying, this is why I really enjoy working with you so much, Vince. What you're saying is that you have to extract the positive from it.
Yes.
Because if you don't, it will kill you. Stress, sadness, sorrow, grief, anger, anxiety, it can kill you. And that's why so many Black people die from the silent killer, high blood pressure. I mean, it's deadly, and it's based upon some biological factors too, but it's triggered by your stress reaction, which you can control.
Which you can control. That's right. That's right. Again, we're talking about emotional wellness and October being it. I've got some interesting, fascinating things about emotional wellness here for you, Makeba. You know, and if our audience didn't know, that emotions start in the brain.
Yes.
Our feelings are controlled by the release of certain chemicals and electrochemical signals that flow through our bodies in response to outside stimuli. Emotions, think about it, starts in your brain.
Yes. Yes. They actually start in the left part, the left side of the brain. So when a thought occurs, that thought happens, and then that accompanying emotion is what happens with that thought. And what people don't think about is the role of the right brain. When you are aware of your thought processes and how much you're thinking and what you're thinking about, that using that right hemisphere of the brain to observe what the left brain is doing.
Girl, you broke that down. Go ahead, Dr.
No, it is.
That's all right.
It's really interesting.
Yes.
It's really interesting because when you think about, you know, whatever your religious affiliation is, or if you think about God or a supreme being, your mind should not be attacking you.
Right.
If you feel like you can't shut off your thinking, that is something that you have got to address. And when you start stepping back and observing it, you almost, it's almost like watching a child have a tantrum.
Mm.
And then you realize you are not the thought.
Mm.
You're the thinker, but you are not the thought. People think that they are their thoughts, and they identify with their thoughts. And that's why it's so hard to argue with people when they have a thought, because they become the thought. And what is healthy is when you have that space of awareness, when you're able to observe your thoughts as just thoughts, and you don't engage or become or morph into every idea that comes into your head.
Girl, I'm about to take up a collection for you. That was good. That was good. Can we get
an
amen on this, girl?
I'll just take take some ribs.
Another fascinating fact is that emotions help us survive. Feelings like panic, fear, or joy help the early humans understand external threats and rewards, and still guides the way that we react today to outside actions. Emotions help us survive. So they're not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
No, you're absolutely right. And humans are the only mammals, the only animals on the planet that have the capacity to think in terms of past, present, and future. So, and what has happened is that we have devolved, unfortunately, and we have abused our minds by overthinking and over-utilizing, thinking about the past, thinking about the future, and not spending enough time in the present. And that's why animals, your dog, your cat, animals aren't stressed out, because they're not thinking about the next thing that they have to do. They're just enjoying that moment that you just walked into the door.
Wow. Don't bring it up. Don't bring up the past. That's right. Another fact is that we feel in our entire bodies. Emotions manifest themselves in our bodies through physical reactions like increased, decreased heart rate, sweat, temperature change, numbness. You know, you feel with our entire bodies. Your emotions go through your entire bodies.
And, emotions
are contagious. You said it earlier. It can be
vibrational frequency.
Frequency and you know, people like to be around folks that are happy and lucky, happy-go-lucky, and you know, pleasant, more so than being around Debbie Downer. You know, no doubt about it. Humans unconsciously mimic the expressions of others around them. A smile really can be very infectious. I use it all the time.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. You can disarm people with it.
You disarm, and especially when you're trying to achieve something. I can recall doing a job for the Forest Service. I was going to all these places, Utah, Nebraska, you know, places where not a lot of folks look like me. And then I come onto these folks' centers, and they don't know me from Adam, but I'm coming in with a big cheese-eating grin. Hi, Bob. I'm Vince. I've been sent here by the Forest, you know, and it worked so well.
Why does his name have to be Bob?
You know, Tom, whatever. It wasn't Rufus. I tell you, actually, there was a Rufus. That's why I said. And he was cool. One last fascinating fact is that negative feelings are important, even though we don't want them. Though unpleasant, experiencing and processing bad feelings is an important part of maintaining balance and strong mental health as well. I like to say, good, bad, or indifferent, everything has meaning. Negative feelings are important.
Absolutely, because they're supposed to trigger a response system in you for your own protection. You're absolutely right, and that's what the brain was originally designed for, with the capacity for us to experience emotions. Is, you know, when we are fearful, that means that there is an immediate, imminent threat, or that's what is supposed to be the cause. But what's happened is that we are sitting in our minds, we are creating these scenarios sometimes in our minds, and then all the fear and all the emotions that you just touched upon, Vince. We are feeling all that stuff through our body at night when we're trying to sleep, laying in the bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, thinking about stress or anger or something that scares you or something that made you upset. And then thinking back, well, I should have said this, or I should have said that, and I wish I had done this, but it's over, over. But those feelings are supposed to trigger a response that you have in real time. And if you don't respond in real time, that situation needs just to be over.
Well, we're going to, this again, everyone, we're going to celebrate together this emotional wellness month. We're all going to set some goals. We're going to reduce stress in our lives. We're going to give each other massages and do our toes and everything. Take long hot baths with CBD in it. You know what I'm saying? Sip some wine and just chill out. Everything is going to be all right. We got to take it step by step and all that good stuff. And hey, you know, got to remind folks, our program now is on Amazon Music. So all you got to do is say, "Hey, Alexa, play Black Mental Matters podcast." That is so cool.
I love it
for us to be able to do that. See, and that makes us feel good right there.
Yes, it does. I love that.
Well, happy Emotional Wellness Month, Makiba. Thank you so much. We are out of time, but it's been a blast. I'm telling you,
what
a good show.
Thank you, Vince.
Thank you, baby. Have a great one, everyone. Bye-bye.